Hello, my dears, and thank you so much for joining me for episode 56 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Connor, and today we have an hour-long class for you. It's an all-levels class focusing on shifting reality, exchanging reality, looking at the world from a different perspective than perhaps we're accustomed. I hope you enjoy this practice. As always, I am so grateful for you listening and supporting the podcast. Please do get in touch. You can get all the details at sunroseyoga.com. Namaste.
So I can't remember if I mentioned this last week, but I got rear-ended about a week ago.
Did I tell you that?
And all this week, I've sort of been thinking about that experience and how it plays into yoga. Because the person who hit me was like just inflamed with
not yoga.
Yeah, well, it just was like mad at me about President Obama. She was not a native of the United States, and she was mad about President Obama and mad about all Americans, and saying all these things to me. And I was like, I could totally see her perspective of the situation, because I sort of drive like a grandma, and her point was that she was traveling at 30 miles per hour down 15th, and I was going too slow, and so she hit me. And so I could see that. I was driving slowly, because there are a lot of, on Capitol Hill, there's always people, things pulling out and stuff. And of course, we've all been in both of those situations where we have been completely closed off to the other person's perspective. And also, we've seen that someone else is not at all receptive to where we're coming from. And so I have a couple of quotes that I thought would be fun to share with you all in this vein. One, this is from Mother Mira. One common mistake is to think that one reality is the reality. You must always be prepared to leave one for another. And of course, that's not necessarily, we're using reality in a sense that relates to our perception. And the Yoga Sutras themselves mention this a couple of times. By insight into another's perceptions, one is blessed with the knowledge of their point of view. And I love thinking about that as a blessing, being able to see. Maybe we don't agree with it, but we can at least see it. We can at least be aware of it. And the final passage I'd like to read to you is, the conscious mind can comprehend everything as it is colored by the reflections of the seer and seen. And so this relates back to us and our practice and our everyday life by just remembering that the minute we close ourselves off, where we shut down and say, nope, I'm rigid, we lose that ability of, or that power of awareness. And this happens on the micro level, on our mat, as we're moving our bodies. We may have conditioned ourselves constantly to say, oh, I have tight hips, therefore X, Y, Z. And, you know, of course this translates out into real life, off of the mat, in ways that I'm sure you all can relate to in every day. And so tonight, as we practice, if you find find yourself in one of those moments where perhaps you're in a difficult posture or you're approaching something new, you may have those thoughts, oh, I can't do this, or oh, this is, I hate this pose, or whatever. That it's fine, we're all going to have those thoughts, but simply allow yourself to notice them, and then maybe even notice the opposite. So with that, let's bring our hands to our heart as we take a beautifully tall seed, long spine. And as you breathe in, just call upon your ability to see all sides of the story. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart, maybe in gratitude for that awareness, whatever it may bring. We'll release the hands. To all fours, hands and knees, chakra vakasana, table pose. Knees are directly under the hips and wrists are directly under the shoulders. Now as you breathe in, let your belly drop and your tailbone point up as you gaze up, cow pose. And as you breathe out, round your back, look at the belly, pointing your tailbone toward the earth. Again, as you breathe in, let that belly drop down, the tailbone going up, gazing up. Exhale, round back. Look at the belly. Take two more cycles, just like this. Two more in-breaths, and two more out-breaths at your own pace. Beginning to notice how attention and awareness to the breath begins to change your body, change your mind, and maybe inhaling back to a nice neutral spine. And as you exhale, let your hips rock back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Just begin to shift your hips from left to right, Bhaktasana. Devotional, moving in a way that feels natural, remembering that this is a space you can return to anytime throughout the practice. And walking the fingertips forward on the floor just as far as they'll go. And with your in-breath, slowly drawing yourself back to table, chakra vakasana. And as you exhale, curl the toes and let your hips float high to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Stay here a few breaths. Feeling as though we're being lifted by the creases of the hips. Maybe pedaling the feet, taking the feet about hip width. Just moving in whatever way feels natural. Moving in whatever way supports the space you're in. And supports your ability to cultivate awareness. And we'll begin to spread the fingertips nice and wide, just connecting the entire length of each finger with the earth. Beginning to drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. We'll press the thigh bones back in space. Now with your inhalation, let's step the right foot forward between the hands. We'll either stay on the ball of the left foot or lower that left knee down to the earth. We'll bring the hands to the top of the right thigh, to the heart center. And circle sweep the arms around and up overhead, just making sure that that right shin is vertical. Sometimes the knee wants to come forward, and that can put strain on your ankle. As you breathe in, lift up through the heart. As you breathe out, let your shoulders sink down as you sink into your hips. Inhaling, shining out through the fingertips. And exhale, really fire up your left leg. Maybe flex your booty. We'll inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Again, bending the knees as that feels right for you. And back down. Feeling the very lowest part of your back. Beautiful. And with your next in-breath, let's step the left foot forward between the hands. Staying on the ball of the right foot. Taking your time to come up. Sweeping the arms around and up overhead. Sinking into the hips. If you'd like to bend that right knee just a touch and begin to scissor the feet toward each other isometrically, you could really fire up those inner thighs as you press out through the right heel. Inhale, reach forward and down to earth. And as you exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, forward fold. Let the crown and the head be heavy here. Maybe step the feet hip width. And take a nice bend in the knees to support your low back. To support your hamstrings. Maybe grasping opposite elbows with your hands. And swaying from side to side. Your upper body just swing from your hips, connecting with those spaces between the ribs, connecting with your hips, connecting with your feet. And now we'll release our hands toward earth or to your block. And now either bringing your hands to your shins or walking them forward on the floor as you breathe in, lift the back of your heart, coming up halfway with a nice flat back. Exhale and fold. Again, we'll inhale up halfway. Increase the space between ears and shoulders. And exhale, fold. Last one. Inhale up halfway. Lift and lengthen. Shifting the weight forward and exhale, fold. Now as you breathe in, move down into the feet and use your legs to draw yourself up with a flat back. Sweep the arms around and up overhead. And exhale the hands to the heart. Filling completely with breath. Letting go. Of the day and stepping into present times. Slowly step the feet together. As you inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Lift through the heart, gaze at the thumbs. Exhale, diving forward with strong legs. Again, we'll inhale up halfway, Ardha Uttanasana. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, step to plank, right foot and left, top of a cushion. And just taking some nice breaths here. You can always lower the knees to the earth. Beautiful. We'll shift our gaze forward on the floor. Beautiful long necks. Breathing into that space just above the navel. Maybe clawing the fingertips into the floor. So we take just the teeniest of micro bends in the elbows to shift your awareness into your arm bones and out of your elbow joints. Good. One more breath here. And as you exhale, lower all the way down to the earth. Knees, belly, chest. Elbows are glued to your sides. Good. Now claw your fingertips into the earth. Press the tops of the feet into the earth. As you breathe in, peel the heart forward and up. Bhujangasana, cobra. Drawing the shoulder blades down the back. And exhale, release it down. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, release. Good. One more, just like that. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. We'll stay here a few breaths. Pulling yourself forward, almost as though you could pull your belly button between your hands. And let's exhale, release down. Beautiful. As you breathe in, press your hands into the earth. Rock your hips back toward your heels. And as you exhale, make your way to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Taking your time. Moving with intention. Moving with attention. Awareness. Step your right foot back. We'll lower the right heel down to earth, turning that toe out about 45 degrees. We'll rise up to Virabhadrasana 1. So our left knee stays bent. Our right leg is straight and strong. Gazing up, the heart is lifting, the collarbones are spreading, and the hip bones begin to square toward the front of the mat. So connect the right heel with the earth. The pinky toe side of that right foot with the earth. Beautiful. And then our spine is lengthening. Feel your shoulders soften, your shoulder blades soften down the back. With each breath out, maybe sink a little bit deeper into that left thigh. As you breathe in, straighten your left leg. And as you breathe out, hinge from the hips, reaching the fingertips as far forward as they'll go before releasing them either to your left shin or to the earth or to your blocks. And we're working on keeping the spine long. Now here, our tendency might be to let the head scoop down to the floor and our back rounds. Let's let that heart move forward and the chin tuck. Nice long spine, beautiful spines. Shoulder blades moving down the back. Hips begin to square, so that right hip moves toward the front of the room. And the left hip moves back toward the back. Next few breaths, let your head become heavy, let your spine round, let yourself surrender to gravity here. The This brings a lot of tension to that left hamstring. Take a micro bend of your knee and really feel your right heel connect with the earth. So you really connect with that strength of your right leg. Just drain out the crown of the head, letting the arms become noodle-like. No need to strive here, just let gravity take over. Now as you breathe in, let's root down into the feet. Rise up to stand, sweep the arms up to the sky. And exhale, bend the left knee, come back to Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. As you breathe in, reach your fingertips forward and down to earth. And as you breathe out, make your way to downward facing dog. We'll just take in some beautiful breaths here. Gazing either between the feet or toward the heart center. So we connect with that length of our neck. Yourself to shift your perspective in Warrior One from your mind's eye to your body's eye. Maybe scanning the body and really noticing the experience of each and every one of your parts. Now, whether think you're doing it right or wrong, you're right where you need to be, but the actual experience that each of your body parts is having. Now as you breathe in, straighten that right leg, and as you breathe out, let's hinge from the hips, reaching your fingertips forward, beautiful, before releasing your hands to your shin, to the earth, to your block. So our left hip is going to lean forward. This is a little bit heavier. Just like that. Good. Nice. I might have you come up just a bit until your head hits my hand. There, just take a look in the mirror. There we go. Yeah, nice. So we're connecting with those spaces between each vertebra. Your right ribs lengthen. You can feel your left ribs lengthen. And then from here, let's let ourselves become heavy. Let the crown of the head become heavy. Let the chest become heavy. Let the belly become heavy. Let the arms become heavy. Just let gravity draw you toward the earth. There's no need to worry about getting anywhere. We, in this practice, are supremely concerned with the journey as opposed to the destination. students once asked me when she could expect to properly do one of the poses that we have been working on. And I told her this, and I believe this, that you are in the pose when you no longer care what you look like or whether you're doing the pose as you might see it in yoga journal or light on yoga. As you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand, sweeping the arms skyward. And we'll exhale back to Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. We'll inhale, reach the fingers forward and down to earth. And exhale to downward. As you breathe in, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. You might have to move the feet back. And let's roll to side plank, Vashisdasana. So we stack the left foot on top of the right. We shift our weight into the right hand, bringing our left hand to the left hip, or extending it skyward. You can modify by lowering your right knee to the earth, or by stepping the left foot up and over and lifting through the hips. Find some buoyancy. Beautiful. Feel as though you could push yourself away from the earth. Maybe reach that top hand for the front of the room. And let's slowly make our way back to regular plank. And now shift your way to Vashisdasana, left side. Left hand plants. Beautiful. Feel as though you are being lifted by your hips, lifted by your shoulder blades, expanding through the wingspan. We'll slowly inhale back to regular old plank. And exhale to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Soft in the back of your heart. Those sitting bones perk. Imagine this posture from the perspective of your sitting bones. They for once get to be on top. Everyone else is sort of building up to that apex, which is quite rare for our Bodhi. As you breathe in, step your left foot forward between the hands. We'll lower the right heel down, and this time we'll rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, warrior 2. The points of the hips are facing the long side of your mat, and that right hip is just peeling open. Tailbone scoops. And here we connect with the length in the spine. Find buoyancy between each vertebra. Find buoyancy under the arms, under the legs, under the arch of each foot. And at the same time, we find softness in the shoulders. Softness the forehead. Softness in the belly. And as you breathe in, let's straighten that left leg. As you breathe out, slide your upper body all the way toward the front of the room and shift your hips toward the back of the room. We'll release our left hand down to our left leg and extend our right hand skyward. So the shin works great here. You can almost use it as leverage as you press your heart forward and let your shoulders flow back. So we're really going to tap into that right hip, those right ribs. Beautiful. Maybe gazing down at the floor if you have tension in your neck, or gazing up at your right thumb. Bringing our body into one plane. Bringing all versions of a story, of reality, into focus. As you breathe inward down into the feet, let's rise up to stand. Exhale, come back to Virabhadrasana 2, bending that left knee. We'll turn our left palm to face the sky. As you breathe in, reach up for the floor. As you breathe out, release your right hand back to your right thigh. And extend your left hand skyward before softening the shoulders away from the ears. Beautiful, nice soft. Curve in the upper back as your shoulders soften, as you maybe scoop the tailbone just a touch to help your lumbar curve maintain its integrity. With your next exhale, come back to Warrior 2, Virabhadrasana 2. As you inhale, cartwheel your hands to earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Taking some beautiful breaths here. Relaxing the shoulders.
Stepping in to each breath. With your inhalation, step your right foot forward between your hands. Lower your left heel down. Rising up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Relaxing the shoulders. Maybe even settling back into your left leg a little bit. Pressing that left heel into the earth. Pressing the left pinky toe into the earth. Feeling that left hip open just like a book. Inhalation, lengthen you. And the exhalation, bring you deeper into your front thigh. Downward facing dog. As you inhale, lower your knees to the earth.
And as you exhale, rock your hips back, resting the bum on the heels, the forehead on the floor. Taking the knees as wide or as narrow as you like. Walk your hands toward your knees, bringing yourself to sit on your heels. Good. And we'll come to stand on our knees. And if you like, you can roll your mat over for a little extra padding under the knees. We'll extend that right leg out to the right, and we'll turn the toes to face the right. Kneecap is turning up toward the sky. Now your left hip is stacked on top of your left knee. Now if this brings tension to the back of your leg, you can roll up onto your left, onto your right heel. Good. Well, inhale the arms out to T. And as you exhale, slide your upper body all the way to the right. Release your right hand down and just extend your left hand straight up. So we're stacking the elbow over the shoulder, over the hip, over the knee. With each breath in, let your heart be light. Fill your entire cavity with breath. And as you exhale, let your shoulders soften. Connecting to the sensations in your hips, your shoulders. With your next exhalation, let's slowly roll forward, bring your hands forward, and we'll plant our left hand on the left side of our body in line with our knee and our foot, and we'll turn the right toes to face the front of the room. Good. We'll bring our right hand to our right hip, taking a full, beautiful breath. As you breathe out, sweep that right arm around and up overhead, reach overhead, and then relax your shoulder away from the ear. Just pull it away from the ear. It will spin the heart to face the sky. And then gazing up at the tips of your right fingers. Exhale, slowly rolling forward again. Bringing both hands to the floor just under the shoulders. And we'll tuck that right knee underneath the right hip and extend the left foot out to the left. We'll turn the toes to the left, stacking our hips over knees. Inhale the arms out to T. And exhale, the upper body all the way to the left before releasing your hand down, extending the right hand skyward, lengthening yourself from your right knee all the way out those fingertips, softening the shoulders away from the ears, just allowing yourself to be with each breath that comes in and out of the body. Your right hand, turning your left toes to face the front of the room, bringing your left hand to your left hip, and just shifting the hips forward. Beautiful. Taking a full breath here. And as you exhale, sweep that left arm around and up overhead. Just reach up and then soften the shoulder away from the ear. Good. Now you may wish to really fire up your left leg by pressing the heel into the earth and seeing if you can make yourself just a little bit longer from fingertips all the way out through the outer edge of your left foot. Exhaling, rolling forward. Now let's come to sit on our bum. I brought around some straps. You may or may not wish to use them. Let's extend our right leg straight on onto the floor. We'll bend our left knee and bring the sole of that left foot to your inner right thigh. Take that strap and just loop it around the sole of your right foot, holding a tail on both ends. Good. Now from here, we're just going to begin by igniting our right leg. Press that right inner thigh into the earth and then flex your right foot. So we have lots of muscles working here, even though we're going to be folding. We'll inhale and roll the shoulders up, back, and down. As you exhale, begin to pull your heart toward your big toe. And maybe gaze out onto the floor past your toe. When you find resistance in your hamstring, just tuck your chin. Continue to maybe roll the shoulders up, back, and down so that we're never wearing them like earrings. We're relaxing, we're lengthening our spine, even as we hinge. With each breath in, feel your spine lengthening, feel those left ribs lengthening. And with each breath out, feel your shoulders relaxing away from the ears. Beautiful. For the last few breaths here, let go of your strap, and we're going to let ourselves become heavy. Your shoulders become heavy. Your chest becomes heavy. Your belly becomes heavy. Your hands just support you on the floor. You may wish to take them wide so to protect your back. Here, as you just fall and fall and fall. Connecting with the sensations you might be feeling in that right hamstring. Noticing how this version of the posture feels so different from where we just were. Now using your hands as you breathe in, slowly begin to walk yourself back up to a seat. And let's just turn. Your chest is facing that bent left knee. Just give a little counter twist here. And the backs or shoulders away from me. We'll inhale back to center. And then we'll switch legs. Extending that left leg, bending the right knee, looping our strap. Remember, it doesn't matter if you ever touch your toe here or if your heart gets to your knee. Significance is a long spine and an open torso. We'll inhale, lift and lengthen, rolling the shoulders down the back. Press that left thigh into the earth. And as you exhale, let's hinge from the hips, drawing your heart toward your toes as opposed to your knees. Or even just shifting forward, maybe gazing out well beyond the toes. And then relaxing the shoulders away from the ears, tucking the chin. Inhale, lengthen the back of the neck. Exhale, connect your left thigh with the earth. Feel your left ribs lengthen. Connect with those spaces between the vertebrae. to our knees again for Ustrasana, camel pose. We have a couple of variations here. We can begin with our toes tucked, standing on the knees, bringing our hands to our low back. Lift the heart, lengthen the spine, and maybe just shift your hips forward over your knees as you gaze up. Maybe allowing your head to drop back. Opening through the throat. Opening through the heart. And we'll inhale back up. You can either come back to that posture, or if you'd like, knees about hip-width distance apart, you can slowly begin to walk your hands back. Maybe one hand comes to one heel, the other stays on your back, or both hands come to the heel, making sure that your hips stay over your knees, relaxing the head back. Taking your time to come back up. Let's take a moment in child's pose. Rest your bum on the heels, the forehead on the floor. And this time, bring your hands next to your feet. Just roll your head from left to right, rocking back and forth on your forehead. That we created with camel, we're going to take and bring it to the floor. So imagine if this is on the floor. What do you think this looks like? If my belly were down, it would look like bow. If my feet were on the floor, look a little like bridge. So we're keeping that same structure, that same lift through the hips, openness through the heart, and we're going to just turn it onto our backs. So come to your back. Bringing your feet about hip-width distance apart. And just bring the feet close enough to the bum, yet far enough away from the bum that your shins are vertical. We'll turn our palms to face the sky. Lift your heart. Just press your chest up so that your spine moves away from the floor. And then we'll just tuck our arms underneath our back just a little bit so you get a nice poof through the chest. Now as you breathe in, connect your feet with the earth and lift up through the hips, the low back, the mid back, the upper back. Keeping that chin where it is. In this floor version of camel pose. Now relax your bum, relax your legs, relax your calves, relax the back of the body. Up onto the tippy toes. And with your exhalation, slowly begin to roll the spine down to the earth. And we'll just hug the knees in toward the chest and rock from side to side. Just about hip-width distance. this time we'll turn the palms to face the floor. We'll poof the chest, drawing the arms underneath the back, just like we did before. So just your upper arms are sort of tucked really close to your body. And then one knee at a time, bring the knees toward the chest. We'll take in a breath here. And as you breathe out, press your hands into the earth as you hoist your hips up over the shoulders, letting your feet drop back behind you. We'll scooch our arms toward each other and bring the hands to the low back. And then one leg at a time, extend your legs toward the sky. Sarvangasana. Shoulder stand. Enliven the feet by spreading the toes. Experiment with leg positioning here. Out two T's, so they're perpendicularly spelled. We'll just take in a breath here. And as you breathe out, allow your knees to both fall to the right. They won't touch. They'll move independently of each other. If it feels okay, shift your gaze over your left shoulder. Allow yourself to become heavy here. Allow your hips to become heavy. Your thighs to become heavy. Allow your knees to become heavy. As you inhale, slowly bring your knees and your gaze back to center. As you exhale, allow your knees to fall toward the left, shifting your gaze over your right shoulder. Ayur Chakrasana, wheel of life. Let your shoulders sink into the earth. Your arms sink. Adjustments to your body. Make any last movements that would feel particularly juicy right now. Make any changes to your wardrobe before making your way into our pose of final rest, Shavasana. Where you are extended out on the floor, legs comfortably parted, palms turned to face the sky, with your arms a comfortable distance from your body, neither so close that you feel claustrophobic, nor so far away that you feel disconnected. This moment, into present times. is what you need, simply to come now. Take one full cycle of breath together before we